A stronger-than-expected run of Yukon River Chinook salmon is allowing fishery managers to loosen subsistence harvest restrictions on both the U.S. and Canadian sides of the river. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the better-than-anticipated run is still small by historical standards, but may signal that Yukon king stocks are beginning to rebound.
Nearly 65,000 kings had passed the state's sonar counter near the U.S.-Canada border at Eagle as of Wednesday, enough to exceed key milestones, according to Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist Stephanie Schmidt.
This number is above the upper end of our escapement objective, which is 42,500 to 55,000. And we also believe that we've passed enough Chinook salmon across the border to meet the harvest sharing agreements that are outlined in the treaty with Canada.
The harvest sharing agreement divides the number of kings in excess of the escapement goal between Alaska and Canadian fishermen.
Not much we can do retroactively here, unfortunately, but we have started to ease up on the fishing restrictions where Chinook salmon are still moving through in the Alaska portion of the drainage. It includes the communities of Stevens Village, Beaver, Fort Yukon, Circle, and Eagle.
Schmidt says there's already been some king harvests by Alaska subsistence fishermen, including a reported 3,000 incidentally caught in the commercial summer chum fishery. She expects a similar conservative catch in Canada.
Many First Nations are maintaining a moratorium on fishing to protect and conserve Chinook salmon and get every fish on the spawning grounds that they can.
This year's return is the second in a row that appears to show some movement toward rebuilding a run that once totaled 300,000 but has struggled for the past two decades due to overharvest and suspected environmental factors. Beyond the raw return number, Schmidt says this summer's Yukon King run also showed another positive sign.
About 44% of the fish that have gone by that sonar project at the border have been females. The highest number of females that we've sent onto the spawning grounds since 2003 and is the fourth highest since 1982.
She says a salmon research project near the river mouth is seeing more juvenile Chinook than in past years, a potential sign of bigger runs to come, depending on environmental conditions. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.